We are learning Masechet Zuma Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 5 lines from the bottom of Ayin Gimel and Beis. We had a machlokes here, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, if chatzi shir osur min ha-Torah. And the Gemara said that there are Mishnah that says osur, doesn't say chayav kara, it's talking about chatzi shir. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's osur min ha-Torah. And the Mishnah is talking chatzi shir osur min ha-Torah. According to Rish Lakish, chatzi shir means a half a shir, let's say half a kusevas, is osur midrabanan, and that's why the Mishnah says Yom Kippurim osur, not Chayav Karis, because it's Chatzishir, it's osur midrabanan. And the Gemara's Mechaj to us, there is Shlokish, it's only Mutter Minat Torah, but midrabanan is osur. And the Gemara tries to ask a kash on that Yisai. Yehachi, 5 lines from the bottom of Ayin Gimel Beis, Yehachi, if Fira Shlokish, a person is Chayav, is osur midrabanan to eat a half a shir, so Yehachi, loy nechayiv olel carbon shua. You shouldn't be chayev carbon shua. And we'll show you that you chayev carbon shua is your case. Aloma tanan. It says in the Mishnah, shua shloi oichel. Someone makes a shua, he swears, he's not going to eat anything. And if you eat anything, you chayev a carbon for being over the shua. What this person did was, v'ochal neveloys v'treifes shkosim v'remasim. He ate treifes, he ate things that are not kosher, like a nevela or a bug. So shayla is he chayev for the shua or not? So the Tana says that Yechayiv. Tana Kama says Yechayiv. Rav Shimon Pater. Rav Shimon says Yechayiv. And the question is, Bishlam Rav Shimon, we understand the reason why Yechayiv. Because how could a Shvua be Chal on something that's also already? When you swear that you're not going to eat something, it's only Chal on things. It only works on things that you're allowed to eat. And I'm making a Shvua you're not allowed to eat. But something you're not allowed to eat anyway, it's called Mushba V'Oimid Mahar Sinai. That from Har Sinai already you had a Shvua from Hashem that you're not allowed to eat it. So a Shvua can't be Chal on that. It's already, you ready also to eat it, so shouldn't be chal iser. So the Gemara has two truths in there. Rav v'shmul v'rav yechanan, the Ami, v'koil dvarim hamutarim m'dvarim asurim. The first mahalach is, Rav v'shmul v'rav yechanan's mahalach, they say that we're talking about here where it's a koil, because koil means that you are including other things in the shvua. When you say, I'm not going to eat anything, not only are you saying, I'm not eating kosher, I'm not eating nevelis also. So therefore, since it's chal, agave, food that I'm allowed to eat, that means the shvua that says I'm not allowed to eat is negeya and it's chal, the things that I'm really allowed to eat. So it's chal on milk and meat. You know, regular by itself, eating regular good milk and kosher meat. So migu that's chal on that, it's chal on the nevela also. That's Pshat Tanakama. And Rav Shimon holds no, there's no such thing as Issa Koil. That's how Rav Shmuel Rav Yechon explained the machlokes in the Mishnah. But Rav Shlokesh over there has different pshat. Rav Shlokesh Omar, iyata moitzi el mefarish chatashir li rabbanon or bestam li rabbikiva, which means like this. Rav Shlokesh says, no, it's not going with koil. It's going that I made a shvua, I'm not going to eat even a half a shir. Now, on a half a shir, there's no mushba va'oimid, which means there's no chiv shvua from Har Sinai not to eat nevelas treifas a half a shir. It's only a full shir, only a full amount. A half amount, not. So the shvua will be chal on a chatashir. Now, what's the case how the word shloi oichel means chatashir? So he says it depends. Rabbanon hold, stam achila means a kezayis, means a shir. So if you're saying that the shvua is going on a half a shir, it must be that you spoke it out clearly that I'm making a shvua that I shouldn't even eat a half a shir. That's el mafarish chatzishir lir drabbanon, because drabbanon always hold oichel. The word oichel means a kezayis. Oy b'stam, even a stam oichel also includes half a shir. V'liv drakiva. According to Rakiva, dama oydim adam ois asav kolshu. According to Rakiva, when you say shvua shloichel, you mean automatically stama. You mean like that. And a default, you mean even less than a shir, even a kolshu. Akapanim adkan. Shlokesh is pshat in the Mishnah is like this. The question was shvua shloichel. How can be chayiv on nevelas treifas according to Nakama? I am usvaymed. So one teretz is al koil, because including had to dig things. According to Rosh Lakish, Pshat and Tanakama is because you're talking about we have an issa to eat the half a shear, and on a half a shear there's no lav on the velas or treifas and shkotzer or masim. There's no issa taira. So therefore, it's chal the shvua on a half a shear. That's Rosh Lakish Pshat. What's Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon holds that yipater, because Rav Shimon holds that even a kol shu you mushba v'oymed, because Rav Shimon holds that. For Malkus, to Chayiv Malkus, even a kosher is Chayiv Malkus. Rav Shimon and Masechtas Malkus holds, even a kosher is Chayiv Malkus, holding Kazai is only Gabi Chi of carbon. But there is a Isser Torah even on a kol shu. You must be mesina in a kol shu. Therefore, that's why you make a shvu on even chatzis shir. It's also must be v'ayman on that. So the Tanakam holds it's not must be v'ayman because chatzis shir. But Rav Shimon happens to hold that less than a shir is must be v'ayman. That's a shlokish pshat in the Mishnah. So what's the question? If you're a shlokish, even a half a shir is usur, at least midrabanon, so you also have mushpah v'aymid, because you had the lav loy sasur. The lav loy sasur tells us I have to listen to the rabanon. And if the rabanon tell me that I'm allowed to eat a chatzis shir, so you have a mushpah v'aymid also. What does it help this pshat of saying chatzis shir? V'chite, the Gemara says, kivin the isle hetem in atayra, kachal kam shvua, so maybe you'll say no. That since ma'aseh min ha'tayra it's mutter, so the shvu is chal, and we're not worried about loy sasser. It's not called mushba v'ayimid, because only the rabbanon. But I'm going to show you not like that. But tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, shvu se'edos ein ha'heges el beruuyin lahayit. The halacha is that if someone has edus to say, and I go over to him and I say, "Can you please be aid for me?" and he says, "I don't know any edus." I say, "You swear? You'll swear you don't know edus?" He says, "Yeah, I swear I don't know any edus." And then you find that he really knows the edus. He's chayav a carbon of shvuas edus. He's chayav a osham for shvuas edus over there. So now, the chayav a carbon shvuah, not the osham, carbon shvuah of Elvira, I think it is. He chayav a carbon shvuah. So the halacha is, what happens if he's someone who's not royu lahayed? Then there's no chayav of carbon. Shvuas edus in hagas of ruin lahayed, only if he could be a aid. Vavinaba, and we explain lamutemai, what are we coming to exclude? Rapapa malamute melech. Rapapa says it's coming to exclude a melech, a king, which a king, the halacha is, he's not made, he doesn't say edus. So him, if he has edus, and he swears he doesn't have edus, there's no chiyav, because he couldn't be made anyway, he couldn't say edus anyway, he couldn't be a witness anyway. Ravacha by Yaakov, malamute mesacha bekuvya, it's coming to fuka, is someone who's a gambler, and he's possible edus, possible to be a witness, he can't be disqualified from being a witness. So there also, he is not chayav, he's supposed to say edus. And the Mar Zakasha, the high Mesach Bekuvim with the Rais Mechzichazi, the din that a gambler is possible for Edis is disqualified as a witness only with the Rabbanon. Because it's not really stealing, because stealing only we steal with your hand, you grab something from someone, that's called stealing. But here it's just a smachta, it's like Derech Mechach Memka where you're stealing. You're stealing it through like a deal, that's not the Raisa. The Rabbanon, it's not really, it's a child of a stealing, it's only a smachta, whatever the question is, but it's only the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon is possible, because Chayel El Shvua, and there's no Shvua in it. So you see, even by the Rabbanons, we say that there's no Shvua Seidus, so we see even the Rabbanons, there's no Nachal Shvua. So he'll also say that since the Rabbanon, it's also Chatzishir, the Shvua should be Chal in it. And we say, no, there's no Dimyon. Shani also, Dom Makro, Im Lo Yagid. By Edis it says, there's a tiny name he didn't say Edis. Vahai, La Vagodu, Klal. Might say he can't say Edis. What's the difference? The Rabbanon, the Raisa. He can't say Edis. Therefore, there's no Shvua on him, because he couldn't say Edis anyway. Mashen came here, but a Shvua of not eating, there, since the Raisa, there's no Mushma Vayimir, the Shvua is Chal. There's Agav on this Gemara as a Kasher of Shash asked that there's two Pshatim what Eine Heges El Verun Lahayr is, either Melech or Mesach HaBekuvya. Why is Rav Shlokish Meshubat Rav Achav Yaakov's Pshat on Mesach HaBekuvya that we have a kasha, oh, you see by the Rabbanons, they're disqualified. Maybe he argues on that Pshat. He doesn't hold Rav Achav Yaakov. They're both on Merayim. That's what Shash asks. And he says he wants to shtim with that Pshat also. Says that's the Derech of Gemaras. Al-Kapanam, that's his question. So, Ad Kana Gemaram, where the Gemara had a question, what's the Lashon Osir in the Mishnah Shur Zer Chayiv Karas? And therefore the Mishnah answer, we're talking about Chatzis Shir. Now the Gemara is asked on the whole premise of the question. Every time there's a chi of karas somewhere, it wouldn't say a lashon of aser. But Tanya, we learned in a brisa. I'll show you. It says aser even in a case where there's a chi of karas. I'll show you in a brisa like that. It's a brisa like this. Avish amru aser v'kulon. Even though all five inuyim are aser, lo amru oynes karas ela oichlo v'shoyse. Even though all five is surah ma'asa, which actually the Ran is a dayak from this lashon that they're all chayiv mederaisa, all asa mederaisa, but still karas is only on eating and drinking, va'oisim malacha b'vad and doing malacha im kippur. That's what karas is for. But what do you see like upon him? That you see you use lashon asa even on things that chayiv karas. We're saying everything is asa, but only on his karas on oichav v'shoyse. You see you use a lashon asa by chayiv karas. So what was the whole question on our Mishnah that says asa on our Mishnah? Asa can mean chayiv karas. So Gemara says, no, it's not a raya from this brayza. I'll read the brayza like this. Hachkama. Kisha amru asur, loy amru ela v'chatzis shir. That's how you read the brayza. That when the brayza is like this. Even though asur means v'chatzis shir. Avakashir oynish karis. Avakashir is oynish karis. But ashir is oynish karis. And the brayza says, v'apish oynish karis even though there's such a thing as karas by Yom Kippur, ain't einish karas al oich of shayis vayis melacha vat. The only time you find karas is by eating, drinking, or doing melacha. So Akaponim, he's saying that price wouldn't be a raya. So again, the Gemara, the question, our Mishnah says aser, doesn't sound like chiyuv karas, and the Gemara answers aser is going for chatz yashir. The Bayis saying a whole different teretz. Avad aser is going a full shir. I want to say aser, let us say chayiv karas. Kiktani asa shara. It's going into other inuyim in our Mishnah. It's going on rechitza, sicha, ni'ilas a sandal, washing yourself, smearing yourself, wearing shoes, tashamita. These things are not, they're not chayiv karas. That's what says lashon aser. The Tanu Rav of Rav Yosef Bashar Sifrid Bei Rav. Now the Kippur is Osir Berchitza B'Sicha V'Nil Sandal Tashmita. How do you know you're Osir in these things? Tamaloymer Shabosoin, and that means Shvois, which means that you should. And the Rabbanon said it means these Malachas, these Inuyim you have to do are the other Inuyim, which are Berchitza Sicha V'Nil Sandal. And Rashi also here is Mashma. It's only a Smachta. Rashi says Asmuchu Bei Rabbanon. It's like a Smachta from the pasuk Shabosoin. To ask it other things, again, this is the shayla, big shayla of the other inuyim, aser midaraisa, or aser midarabon. So, to more vital, we mentioned the machloikis of chatzi shir. That means, usually, by a regular isa achila, let's say, chelev dam, the shir is kazayis. Dam, not the kuvit revius, but by chelev, the shir is a kazayis, and that's a usual iser achila. Our Mishnah has Issa Achila Yom Kippur, which is a little different. Kusev is Hagasa, which is a fig, a big fat fig. Like upon him, either way, that's the Chiv to be Chayiv Karas. What or Malkus? Now, what about a Chatzishir? What's the halacha? Half a shir. So Gufa, Chatzishir, V'yechinoma Osir Minatayra. A half a shir is Osir Minatayra. Shlokoshom Mut Minatayra. It's Minatayra, it's not Osir. Rabbi Yechinom Osir Minatayra. Why? Kivin the Chazir's Terufe is Surika Achal. Since it's Royer to Mestarif, which means this is part of the whole Isser, so then all of it is Isser Deraisa. When you have something that adds up to 10, so every single number is part of the Deraisa. They're just parts of the Deraisa. You can't get a Einish till you eat the whole Shear, but every part is part of the Deraisa. Therefore, it's Osman Atayra. Chazos Rufa means it's part of the whole thing. It's not, the Chiv is not when you eat the whole thing, the Chiv is when you eat all together the whole thing. Torah says achila, that's the Isser, the Isser is achila, and that you don't have. That you don't have. And really, there's a chakira. What happens if someone eats a chatzishir, let's say in Yom Kippur, the last 5 seconds of Yom Kippur, he eats a chatzishir? It's not chazir, it's terufe, because he's not going to be able to eat the whole shir on Yom Kippur. So that's a shayla, is that called chazir, it's terufe? So it could be it is, because we're saying chazir, terufe is just a raya that every part's part of the Isser, because it's not because I'm going to maybe eat, like a gezeira, I'm eat the whole shir. That's not the pshat on that. But the word is because it's part of the Isser, but that's a chakira in the lumdus of this chatzishir. I have a brice like me. The brice goes like this. It says by the psukim by chelev, the first pasuk says, "Daber al bnei Yisrael leimar kol chelev, all chelev of ashar v'chesev eiz lois lechelu. You should not eat all the chelev of ashar chesev eiz." And then it says in the next pasuk, "Ki kol oichel chelev, ki kol oichel v'nichusha anefesh ahim ameha." That's the next pasuk. I don't have the pasuk in front of me, so I'm reading it. A little bit. Let me look up the pasuk here. The exact lashon. The pasuk says there that you get a einish karis if you eat the shir. The first says kol chelev is the iser, is like the azara. It's called. That's the lav. It says kol chelev you shouldn't eat. And then it says next pasuk says ki kol oichel chelev min abahima sheyakim and ish lashem and nichrusha nefeshahi nefesha chelas ma'ameha. So the lashon is kol chelev shor v'chesveis. So more dashon like this. We know definitely that anything that has einish has azara, because the azara is right before it says you shouldn't eat chelev, and whoever eats it gets karas. What about a kvi v'chatzi shir? Hoil ve'ina ba'einish, these two things are not ba'einish. A kvi is because the suffix behema or chaya. We know a chaya, there's no issa to eat a chelev of a chaya, only of a behema. So a kvi which is suffix chaya, suffix behema, or chatzi shir, which is also not chayav karas. How do you know there's a lav on that? How do you know there's a azara? Hoil ve'ene ba'oinish, yochel ene ba'azara. Maybe there's no oinish, but maybe since there's no oinish, there's no azara. Tamalim v'loshen kol chelev shor v'chesev eiz. That's marba, even a half v'shir is chayav. So it's a kasha, rosh lakash, a first of raisa. And for the Gemara, Midrabbanon, it's only Midrabbanon, across Machta Valma, it's only Eyas Machta. Now, Taisa has a simple question. If Yech knows his Brisa, right? He asks the Kashmir's Brisa, right? And he says, how do I know Chatashir? From Kol Chelev Shar Bechesed. I just thought it's Chazut Tzurufe. Make up your mind. What's the reason? Chazut Tzurufe or it's like Zeres Akasim? He knows the Brisa. That's top Taisa's question. Tamely. Amalekom, I'm a time of Yisomach, the Kol Chelev. That's his Kasha. So he says that if it just said Kol Chelev, I would think it's going on Kfi, not on Chatashir. Because of Svaro Chazut Tzurufe, that tells them it's going on Chatashir also. That's Taisa's Teretz. So the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, what does Shlokish do with this price? So first, the price has that is Aser. So Shlokish. No, it's not Shver, because it's only Asmachta. How can I mistake? I'll bring your Raya, it's only Asmachta. These Akadaitach, the Raisa, if you're telling me that this Pasuk of Kol Chelev is the Raisa, Kvi is Sveikahu. Kvi, we know in the Suffolk what it is. Issa Krolla, Asri is Sveika. You need a Pasuk to tell me there's Issa Sveika. Hashem knows what it is. Hashem knows either it's Behema or Chaya. So if it's a Behema, it's included in the Pasuk anyway. And if it's not, it's Pata anyway. You don't need a Ribui for Suffolk for Hashem. Hashem's writing the Pata. He knows what his Kvi is. So it has to be only a Smachta. So I'm like, no. I'm like, that's not true. Imishim ha, lo irya. If that's not 100% a Raya. Why? Because Sabri, it could be, we hold the top of my base here. Kvi barrier of Fneyatzma. The Kvi is a Briya of Fneyatzma. It's its own barrier, it's its own type of min, and it's Be'etzim a Safik. It's Be'etzim a Safik, what it is. It's a Behemoth Chaya. It's a hybrid to Behemoth Chaya. That's why it would need the Ribui. And don't bring a Raya for that. Maybe it is the Raya. Why need Ribui? It's no Safik. No, it's a new min, and needs a Ribui for that. Now bring a Raya to that. Lo Temachi, how do we read about oven? It says by the pasuk of Isser Dam, it says kol dam lo yisachel loyfal behema, and when marba kol dam is marba kvi. Now by dam, there's no differences of behema chaya. It's also anyway, either behema chaya. So why is it need a ribui? Al karchach, it's a berry fnei atzmai. That's a mashal learned. Geshmak. Av kol asuy kvi. Kvi sveiku. It's a crawler. But you need a raya. The svuke. Ella. Either way, it's chay. It's also dam. Ella bria shiny. How can I bria shiny? It must be it's a new berry, a new chevta, a new type of min, a new species that's not a behemoth, not a chay. Need a ribu for that here also. Even, maybe it is the rice that the ribu of chatashir and kvi. Why need a ribu? Just something you need a ribu. There it is. It's a bria for yatsvay. That's why you'll need a ribu. So akaponim, that's the end of the sugya of chatashir asma taira according to Rabbi Yechon. It's from a pasuk called Chelev, and we have a time of the crow of Chazir, it's the Rufe, and Tais says, why need both? And Rosh Lakish holds, it's Pater Menatayra, Mutter Menatayra, it's only Asim Rabbanon. I had a Pasuk, the Pasuk is only Asmachta Ba'amah.